Nolte, Trump plots return to Facebook and Twitter. By John Nolte on January 18, 2023. Former President Donald Trump has petitioned the fascists at Facebook to unblock his account, reports the far-left NBC News. He also intends to resume tweeting. "We believe that the ban on President Trump's account on Facebook has dramatically distorted and inhibited the public discourse," Trump's campaign wrote in its letter to Meta on Tuesday, according to a copy reviewed by NBC News. Trump's campaign didn't threaten a lawsuit, as some sources close to Trump thought he would. It instead talked about the importance of free speech and petitioned Meta for a meeting to discuss President Trump's prompt reinstatement to the platform. A Meta spokesperson declined to comment about Trump beyond saying the company will announce a decision in the coming weeks in line with the process we laid out. Newly installed Twitter owner Elon Musk has already unblocked Trump's Twitter account. He is free to tweet anytime but has so far remained on Truth Social. "Trump is probably coming back to Twitter. It's just a question of how and when," one Republican told NBC. "He's been talking about it for weeks, but Trump speaks for Trump. So it's anyone's guess what he'll do or say or when." If you believe NBC News, which is always a gamble, Trump and his team are currently workshopping ideas for what his first tweet will say. Naturally, far-left Nazis like Representative Adam Schiff, D serial liar, oppose Trump's return to Facebook. Trump has continued to post harmful election content on Truth Social that would likely violate Facebook's policies. "And we have every reason to believe he would bring similar conspiratorial rhetoric back to Facebook, if given the chance," Schiff wrote in a late December letter to Facebook, which three other House Nazis signed. Facebook banned Trump in November of 2020 for questioning the questionable results of the 2020 presidential election, which he, supposedly, lost to Joe Biden. Trump has already announced his 2024 presidential run. "Biden is expected to do the same just as soon as he finishes watching his new Murder, She Wrote DVD box set." Obviously, it's important that Trump gain access to Facebook and Twitter. As hard as alternate social media companies are trying, they simply do not have the reach of these established outlets. If Trump wants to reach the voters over the heads of the corrupt media, he needs Facebook and Twitter. "My only hope is that he uses these platforms a little more wisely than before. As I've said 100 times, most of the controversies that swirled around Trump and exhausted voters were fake controversies manufactured by the corporate media. Everything from Russia collusion to ice cream scoops." Trump, however, appeared to become addicted to this controversy and the attention it gave him. So at least 20% of the controversies that exhausted the public were unforced errors on his part, usually generated by a dumb social media post. One of the primary reasons Trump was such a great president was due to the fact that he was not a normal president. But voters do crave normalcy and calm. They feel the country is working best when they can go about the business of living their lives without thinking about politics. "Nothing I write will ever change who Trump is or anything he does. Nevertheless, from where I sit, social media did him more harm than good. Biden's flaws and corruption are legion, but at least he is not throwing a rock through America's window every Sunday morning. If Trump could grasp how attractive calm and normalcy are, he'd have a much better chance in 2024. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.